50 years ago, in 1964, a few things happened that changed our country. Among them, the Beatles landed in America, Diet Pepsi was introduced, and on this day, 50 years ago, the 1964 World's Fair opened in Queens, New York. Marie-Paul Vermeersch remembers being at the fair with her mom and dad. They worked at the Belgium exhibit in a little Tudor-style house. And Ms. Vermeersch, tell us what you were doing 50 years ago.
We introduced the authentic Belgian waffle, called at the time Brussels waffle, which is a typical specialty of Brussels. This recipe we have. There's many different types of waffles in Belgium. And at the last moment, my parents, who had a little bit of time to observe American taste, my mother realized that there was, at the time, a little bit of ignorance still, and she told my father, it's not a good idea to call our waffle the Brussels waffle. I think some people will not be able to locate where the waffle comes from. So at the time, she told my father, let's call it La Gaufre Belge, which is Belgian waffles.
That house, that little Tudor house that was selling Brussels waffles, it said on the sign at the time, that was on the grounds of Flushing Meadows in Queens. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so,
and it was quite of an experience.
Yeah, why was it such an experience?
Well, the American waffle, which has been, you know, known for a long time, the round, heavy, very doughy. When people start tasting our waffle, they just couldn't believe it, and they kept. I mean, we, from the time of opening at 10 o'clock, we would see endless. We never saw the end of the line.
So
people just couldn't believe how the waffle were light and crispy and fluffy. And actually, in Belgium, we had, in my mother's family, never served them with whipped creams and strawberries. This waffle is most often sprinkled with powdered sugar directly out of the iron. But again, my parents, observing the American people have a sweet tooth here, and they came up with the idea of fresh whipped cream and hand-cut strawberries. The strawberries were a big problem. How we were going to put strawberries that were sliced but not going to make a goop. My mother didn't want anything that would get the waffle soggy. So we had about a team of 10 people constantly slicing strawberries because, you know, when you serve $2,500 waffles a day, you need to slice a lot of berries.
Yeah, you had your work cut out for you. So was that the key difference, that the Belgian waffles were really light and the American waffles kind of doughy and heavy?
This Brussels waffle, the batter is very, very light. The batter, and I will not divulge our couple of our secret ingredients, but it's made from scratch, and till today I still make them the way my family has always done. The lighter the batter is, of course, the quicker it cooks once it touches the cast iron, and the cast iron heats up to 500 degrees. So the batter is seized so fast that it gets crispy on the outside, but inside still nice and soft. It's almost like air.
Mm.
People couldn't believe they could eat 2-3, you know, waffles, and that's because they're so light.
How much were these waffles selling for at the World's Fair when you first
99 cents. Yeah.
Why do you think Belgian waffles kind of became the waffle of the United States?
I guess because of the texture and the smell. The baby boomers still remember as a child going over to the World's Fair and smelling way, way, way away from us. The people were driven by the smell. And that was because of one of the ingredients we put in there.
What was the ingredient that gives off that smell?
We won't tell you.
It's not vanilla, is it?
I can tell you many, but not the two. There's two ingredients. We'll not divulge.
Marie-Paul Vermeersch, whose family introduced the Belgian waffle in New York City in 1964. Marie-Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, and nice speaking with you. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, Marie-Paul's exact recipe will have to remain a mystery, but we found another tasty-looking Belgian waffle recipe that we can share with you. That's at PRI.org.